Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Y'all ready for this?
Aqua has announced a huge 90s nostalgia tour hitting Australia in March. For the first time since 2018, the group will bring their high-energy pop tunes Barbie Girl, Dr. Jones and Candyman to some of the biggest stages across the country. The Danish-Norwegian 90s pop icons will also be joined by more 90s icons, including 2 Unlimited, E17, Urban Cookie Collective and more. I am so getting tickets for this. The Mixtape Festival Tour kicks off in Brisbane before finishing up right here in Perth at RAC Arena on March 28. Now, the TEG pre-sale tickets go on sale from January 23 and general public January 25.
Someone's excited.
I am.
If you never got to see Queen live when Freddie Mercury was on the mic, well, now you can. Sort of.
Tell me more.
Queen Rock Montreal, presented by IMAX, is a digitally remastered concert film featuring Queen performing some of their biggest hits, including Another One Bites the Dust, We Are the Champions, Somebody to Love, Bohemian Rhapsody, and more. It's filmed at their 1981 Montreal Forum show. Queen Rock Montreal is currently showing at IMAX. Okay, you can go to Aqua. I'm going to that.
Awesome. Now, after the huge box office success of the Top Gun sequel, Paramount has confirmed Tom Cruise will return for Top Gun 3 as Lieutenant Pete Mitchell, a.k.a. Maverick, along with Miles Teller as Rooster and Glenn Powell as Hangman. The film is still in the works and an official release date for Top Gun 3 has not yet been announced.
I feel the need for speed.
Something else that's heading to the screen is the story of Red Hot Chili Peppers frontman Anthony Kiedis. With Universal having the rights to the singer's best-selling memoir, Scar Tissue. The film is in early development with Anthony Kiedis producing alongside Brian Grazer. The film adaptation will be a candid portrait of an artist, his scarred childhood, and his battle with addiction set against a substance-fueled 70s and 80s LA punk scene.
That sounds fabulous.
Doesn't it?
And Ariana Grande has officially announced her 7th studio album, Eternal Sunshine, is set to drop on March 9. The album announcement comes just days after the 2-time Grammy winner shared Yes And, the house music inspired lead single from the album.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.